It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that was Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons here on a Patriots Monday. Doesn't play for the Patriots, obviously, but wanted to point that out because, first of all, great game last night. That was a tremendous finish in that Bengals-Chargers game, especially for me since I hit a little parlay. But either way, that was a fun game where Chase had 2 touchdowns, could have probably had more. Burrow missed them on what would have been he could have moonwalked into the end zone in the fourth quarter there. And after the game, he was upset. He was upset about his kicker missing a couple of field goals that would have given him the lead, probably won him the game, and just seems in general pretty disgruntled. He's not been paid yet. He's having a fantastic season. Burrow's having a good season, too, but this Bengals team just can't win games. And that takes us to the Andy Hart plan, which if you've been listening all year long, and I know you have, you know that Andy Hart's whole plan involves a wide receiver. It wasn't Chase. It was T. Higgins. That was the original centerpiece of the Andy Hart plan, but now that seems to have been amended.
So the original Andy Hart plan was draft Will Campbell at the top of the draft, trade your second-round pick, number 33, 34, whatever, overall, for T. Higgins and hand him a very nice contract, $30 million a year. Mm-hmm. We've scrapped that for a number of reasons. First of all, the whole tackle at the top of the draft may not be as likely anymore because everybody's saying those tackles near the top of the draft aren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Will Campbell, Banks, the other kid from Texas, projects, blah, blah, blah. Okay, sometimes you need to adjust on the fly. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Right.
There wasn't actually any punching in the mouth during the fight.
Everyone's got a plan until your tackles have short arms.
Correct. So
right. Yeah.
We adjust on the fly here. And I made this proclamation well before last night's events, which add some, I don't know, potential to this plan. So, Ja'Marr Chase is not happy. He wanted a contract, didn't get a contract. He's playing out his mind.
Mm-hmm.
The games against the Ravens are just part of his dominant season. He's got like 450 yards against them, but he leads the NFL in everything. He's awesome. All-world, true number one receiver. But he's not happy. We know the Bengals are notoriously cheap, correct?
Yes.
Cheap. So they look to do things in a cost-effective manner. They spent a lot of money on Joe Burrow. You believe they can't spend a lot of money on both receivers, right?
No, I think they can.
Oh, you think they can. They can if they want to.
I mean, they can figure out a way to do it.
They're the Bengals. They're cheap. They won't.
They're cheap. Can't. I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to, they could.
So,
right.
We have seen teams try to save money by drafting a replacement duo wide receiver. So some would say, well, why wouldn't they just sign Ja'Marr Chase, get rid of T. Higgins, draft somebody? Au contraire, mon frère.
Mm-hmm.
We're French now.
Yes.
So you look at it. Chase may be north of $40 million now, legitimately. He may be a $40 million receiver, right? He continues to play great. He's dominant. Unbelievable.
He already, through 11 weeks, has 73 catches, 1,056 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
12 touchdowns.
And there are 6 weeks left in the season.
Like, his numbers are ridiculous.
That's insane, yeah.
And so, therefore, if I'm the Bengals, is it palatable to think if a team, say, traded me a top 10 pick, for Ja'Marr Chase, a team that would have to have the money to give Ja'Marr Chase what he wanted,
right.
$40 million a year, plenty of salary cap play space. Could I then go get Travis Hunter? Could I then go get McMillan? One of these elite wide receivers on a 5-year deal where I'm cost controlled. Now I just give T. Higgins $29 million a year to stay.
Yep.
He's my veteran for now until McMillan, who everybody thinks is special, evolves. And he's going to build a lot like a guy that used to play in Cincinnati named A.J. Green.
True, yeah.
Longer type receiver, a little lanky. Could you lure them? Because there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that have a top 10 pick, need a wide receiver, and have all this money. You have a potential offer that Mike Brown cannot refuse. You go to him and you say, listen, because I was against this initially, trading that top pick.
Trading your pick, yeah.
It's not as high anymore. I think you're at six right now.
You are six on Tankathon, yes.
It's no longer 1, 2, 3. But you trade the sixth pick in the draft for Ja'Marr Chase. You hand him $160 million, four-year, $160 million deal. You pair him up with Drake May. You're going to the playoffs. I don't even care about the tackle anymore. Screw the O-line. Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl with a bad O-line. And who? Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes went to the Super Bowl with a bad O-line. And who? Kelce and Hill. Great quarterbacks with elite targets can overcome bad O-lines. Sometimes you need to take advantage of the market that presents itself. Right now, if Ja'Marr Chase hates the Bengals, the Patriots can be the upgrade. I'm sure he's seen the highlight videos, the recruitment videos. He knows he's going from Joe Burrow to a younger version of Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. He's not taking a step backwards at quarterback, right? He gets his money. The Bengals get a draft pick. They get their young receiver. The Patriots get their star receiver. Who says no, as Rob Bradford likes to say?
Ja'Marr Chase would probably say no.
Why?
Because he's playing with Joe Burrow.
Okay, then why didn't he sign?
Well, he hasn't gotten an offer that he likes yet. I'm just saying, he's not going to say no. It's not like he can veto the trade, I don't think, right? He doesn't have a no-trade clause. But either way, I guess the point I'm trying to make here is he's playing with Burrow, who's having a monster year himself.
Sure.
Who has 27 touchdowns already on the season on a four-win team. And he's upset about that. He's not upset about the quarterback, but he's upset about the situation that the team's in. Why would he want to come to the Patriots, a team in a worse situation than the Bengals?
Because he'll have 160 million reasons. They're lowballing him. They're cheaping out like the Bengals always do.
But the Patriots aren't the only team that would pay Ja'Marr Chase.
I don't think. They might be the only team that would offer a top 10 pick to trade for Ja'Marr Chase.
And that's why the Bengals would do it. I'm talking about Chase, though. Why would he?
Yeah, but he has to go. He doesn't really have a say.
He has to go. I'm just saying, is he going to come here and be a problem?
And he's a problem there. He's not happy. In part, why do I believe? You said it last week. What did they do with the game on the line? They threw to some white, stiff backup tight end, right? He's running like a one-on-one backside slant, and they're throwing to some white, stiff tight end, right? So maybe he's not as happy with Joe Burrow as we might think. He likes Joe Burrow. He seems to work quite well with Joe Burrow. Maybe he just needs time apart. They've been together too long. LSU here, you know, so relationships grow stale.
I think he
we're
going to
find that someday. Relationships grow stale.
That's true.
I will hate you someday, I promise.
Yeah, someday. I think Burrow and Chase are fine. I think you should have thrown
it to him at the end of that game.
No, I'm not saying there's no chance at all. In fact,
can I not dream?
You can dream. I'm saying all of this can happen. There's nothing Chase can do about it. If he gets traded, he gets traded. I'm just wondering, once he gets traded here and he's playing for, sorry to say it, but a lesser quarterback than Joe Burrow.
Younger quarterback.
Younger, but lesser. He's lesser
than
Burrow.
Who runs better?
Who cares?
Who can throw on the run better?
Probably Burrow.
I don't think so.
All right. Who's a better quarterback?
Burrow.
Okay.
But who's going to be a better quarterback?
Burrow.
Maybe.
I think Burrow's better than Drake May.
He is better, but maybe Drake May ends up better, and maybe it's just a better fit. Maybe he just wants to go back to
maybe he does, but that's a maybe.
The all end all number one.
He's already on a team
maybe
right now.
Maybe he's sick of sharing the ball with T. Frickin' Higgins.
Maybe he is.
Right?
But it's not like it's hurting his numbers. It's not like it's hurting his stats. He's going to get paid, and he's going to, wherever he ends up going, I think is going to be interesting for him because he's on a team right now that should be better. He understands that
right?
It should be better. The Patriots shouldn't be better than
who
they are
the
right
Bengals?
Now. The Patriots did.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor.
Not really anything. You know, a lot of teams beat the Bengals this year. I don't think he wants to go to all those teams. Listen, I don't hate this plan. I don't think it's a terrible plan. It's very risky is the point.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
risky.
I'm
generally averse to this plan.
Yeah.
Trading a top 10 pick and spending a ridiculous amount of money, I generally think is stupid. But you know who else I think is stupid? Ja'Marr Chase. He's stupid good. And you need that right now.
He's stupid good. He is stupid good.
And I think
he's on that Jefferson level. Like he's the cream of the crop.
And yeah. I would. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix in something here. We just learned during the break that Tyquan Thornton, your guy, your prophecy is potentially going to come true.
The first step just happened.
He signed with the Chiefs practice squad. Why did he have that opportunity?
Because, I don't know, why?
He stinks.
Yeah,
he sucks. He's a second-round pick who stinks. When the Patriots draft you in the first round, you stink. When the Patriots draft you in the second round at receiver, you stink.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to go the other way. We also know when they bring in journeyman veterans, they also stink. The only thing they haven't tried is trading for a truly elite number one receiver. Now, if Jamar Chase gets here and stinks.
They kind of did that with Cooks, right? Cooks was considered elite when they traded for him.
He was not elite.
When they traded for him, yes, he was.
No. He was a 1,000-yard jag.
What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What's a 1,000-yard jag? He was one of the
best receivers. A jag who had 1,000 yards.
He had several 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
It's not like he just had one.
And everybody knew he was a paper champion.
I don't think so. They traded a first-round pick for him. How often does Bill trade a first-round pick?
And they traded it for another first-round pick.
Right, but he was worth a first-round pick both times, so people didn't consider him a jag.
Who'd you say thought he was really good?
Belichick.
And does that matter?
Well,
what does he know about freaking receivers?
It's the one he hit on. They traded for a wide receiver. It's one of the one times that it actually
No, that would be Randy
worked.
Moss.
All right, fine.
And Wes Welker.
The second time.
Those two.
Second or third
Cooks
time.
Didn't work, because if it worked, they wouldn't have traded him again. It didn't work. Brady knew he was overrated. He was soft. He never won anything for them.
Did Moss and Welker win anything for him?
Nope.
No, so, okay.
But they were
defense
better.
Rest, Your Honor.
They made plays.
They did. That's true.
Brandon Cooks.
Cooks,
you know what his
plays, too.
Did he?
Yes.
All I remember is against the Rams, he ran around and then jumped with his groin first at a tackle.
I remember
He could have gone left for a big gain or right for a big
gain.
That
was against the Eagles he did that.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles. Yeah.
And then he got knocked out. Because he ran in a circle on a football field. He was one of the most underwhelming, like, supposed to be good kind of players ever.
Okay. Well.
I'd take Jamar Chase and see if you truly can break the curse.
I mean, if I would do that too.
No, but it's the only way to break the curse.
Yeah.
There's a curse here of receivers. You bring in injured ones. You bring in non-injured ones. You bring in young ones. You bring in old ones. It doesn't work. So, therefore, the only way to break the curse is trade a first-round pick for Jamar Chase.
All right. Hey, listen, I don't hate it.
It's a fact.
I don't hate it. Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Steve is in Fall River, and he doesn't like your plan. Andy, go ahead, Steve.
Ted Cruz ran for the primary for president in 2016. He said on day one he would take the Iranian nuclear deal and rip it to shreds. I'd like to say, in honor of Ted Cruz, I want to take Andy's plan and rip it to shreds. You can't trade a pick and spend the money.
Why?
You are right, Ed. You can't.
Why?
Because that pick's too valuable.
A.J. Brown stinks, huh?
Get him as a free agent.
A.J. Brown
stinks,
huh?
Get him as a free agent.
A.J. Brown stinks.
Get him as a free agent.
Traded a first-round pick.
What team was that?
The Eagles. They went to the Super Bowl.
Who did that?
The Eagles. They went to the Super Bowl. I just said that.
Okay.
I need you to keep up.
Okay. What'd they do the year before? They had three-win team with a lousy draft? No.
Okay.
That team, the context of the Eagles doing it is like the Patriots getting Corey Dillon or getting Randy Moss or
they paid Corey Dillon nothing.
Other teams.
They didn't have to hand $100 million. This is the closest example.
It, but,
a first-round pick and $100 million.
But you need more. You need more. You can't light that on fire.
But this is
available. Now you're going away from this tackle thing all of a sudden. Guess who played right tackle yesterday for the L.A. Chargers? Who played right tackle
Joe
yesterday?
Alt. What's your point? They have
Joe
a left tackle.
Freaking all, a six
yeah, they have
round
another first
round draft pick.
They have another first round
right
pick at
tackle.
Left tackle, Rashawn Slater.
Why don't we do that, Andy? Why don't we just take a number one draft
Joe
pick?
Joe Alt's not in this
a
draft.
Right tackle,
a couple jag left tackles
year's
are.
Number one. Bad news. You need players.
Wait, Steve,
you
I thought you shouldn't draft a tackle in the first round. Right. I thought you were all about waiting until the second and
get
third
in the fifth round.
I'm being facetious. That is called insanity. So I told you there were 12. There's only 11. This guy was picked as a left tackle. He's playing right tackle.
No, he wasn't. He was picked as a right tackle. They knew they had Rashawn Slater. They were saying Jim Harbaugh was setting up what he likes to do. We're going to ground. We're going to pound. We're going to start in the trenches. He's old school. You don't have to like it, but he did it at Stanford.
Did you see the two teams last night playing in a separate division in another universe? They don't have any number one left backs. They have fifth-round draft picks. They got Travis Kelce tearing it up. They got Shakir tearing it up. That's what you need. You need a draft machine.
Or maybe the best quarterback in the league. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it.
Where was he going then? He didn't go anywhere.
No.
I feel like most of his calls don't go anywhere.
No, that's true.
And sometimes entertain me.
When you have Patrick Mahomes, you can afford to skimp out on that sort of thing and draft guys and hope that Xavier Worthy and these guys and hope that they come in. When you have the best quarterback in the league and a guy who's a proven winner and a guy who you can just sort of roll the ball out and expect him to win you a game, although he didn't do that against the Bills, which, by the way, it's been a while since they beat the Bills in the regular season. Not that it matters because they always beat them in the playoffs, but it's becoming a thing in the regular season. You notice that?
Yeah, I'd like to see it become a thing in the postseason.
I don't know about that. 617-779-7937. Steve, coming in hot.
I like
the Andy Hart plan. Invoke the name of Ted Cruz right away. I mean, there's a lot to that.
Yeah, I got political right out the gate. I didn't see the need for that.
He's like, just like Ted Cruz and the nuclear deal. Like, yeah, right, of course. Just like that, Steve.
Well, I
think
we're
all very familiar with
it. I feel like my plan is pretty smart if it's being compared to nuclear arms deals, right?
I have the best plan.
It's the best plan.
Any plan.
Very good plan.
The framework of a plan.
that's an off-season frame of a plan, I would say.
And it took a step last night. I want to clarify. I brought up this plan, my dream, before he was snippy last night in calling out the coach and calling out
the
kicker.
Right, yeah.
Right? So
that all happened later on at night. Yeah.
I think this only strengthens the possibility that maybe Ja'Marr Chase isn't happy. Maybe they don't want to give him the money, and maybe they look at this alternate plan. You do going to need to sell a little bit the plan on the Bengals.
Right.
You guys can fix your receiver room, too. T. Higgins is cheaper. Mm-hmm. You sign him for under $30 million a year. You save all that money. Maybe you keep Trey Hendrickson with the money. Mm-hmm. Do whatever else you want to do there. And you get McMillan to come in or Travis Hunter to come in. Cost-effective deal, Mike Brown. We know you like cost control, Mike Brown.
I want Travis Hunter. I want him on the Patriots. Did you see that catch he
made? I did.
Against Utah?
I did.
That was pretty good. He also got burned on defense, but he did have a tip interception, too. So.
But I'm fine with him because
he's the favorite for the Heisman right now.
And he should be. Yeah. He's the best player in college football. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get better at one of them when he plays one of them, like when he focuses on one of them. Don't tell me it's not taking away from both when you play twice as many snaps as everybody else. He's not superhuman. He's not a robot.
No.
He's not.
But he is 21, whatever he is. I mean, like, later on in his career, maybe he'll just
focus on one. So is everybody else on the field.
I know, but they don't have his kind of talent. I mean, that's just the
But I'm just talking about, so you don't believe if he just played receiver, he could be better at receiver, or just play, like, he'd have more energy, more spark, more burst, more whatever.
Not at this point, no.
Oh, I do.
Not at this point. Maybe when he's 28, yeah, sure. But right now, I think
21-year-olds get tired, too.
He doesn't.
They all do. They tap out. Anthony Richardson, how old's he?
He was tired.
I'm a quarterback. I need... Wait, who comes in when I tap my head? Somebody's supposed to come in, quarterbacks.
Come on, old man Flacco.
Hey, Flacco, get it. Find your helmet. Get off your wheelchair and get in here.
617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your phone calls. And should we do that? Maybe we'll table this. I wanted to talk a little Celtics since they had an interesting weekend and have a big game tomorrow. But let's continue with your Patriots phone calls.
Yes.
We'll do that next. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.